Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. The last couple of weeks have been busy for the Northfield Police Department, Chief Monty Nelson commented.
A lot of chemical addiction and mental health related stuff. You know, we had several burglaries in one apartment building up on the north side of town here last week, arrested that subject.
Who is 34-year-old Zachary Tussing. He's accused of breaking down a door to one apartment, smashing items inside, and injuring a 15-year-old girl in the process. He's charged with first-degree burglary, stemming from both incidents on December 20th. Tussing was pulled over by a Northfield officer shortly after breaking into the second apartment. Nelson added that it can really be a tough time of year for those suffering from addictions and mental health issues. Premier Bank in downtown Northfield was robbed on the morning of October 26th. A few days later, the Northfield Police Department released a suspect photo and description. Sergeant P.T. Hyder commented this morning.
As of now, we have nothing as far as a name. We looked into a person for a while, ended up not being that person.
The FBI has taken over the investigation, and Hyder said he speaks with them on a regular basis. The suspect is not one they recognize as a serial bank robber. Information is traded frequently between law enforcement agencies. Chief Nelson said that's really the first thing they do.
You know, whether it's a bank robbery or video from some other business burglary, you know, there's more and more places that have their own video. It isn't just convenience stores and banks like it always has been. Now, lots of businesses and homes even have it. And our first round is always, hey, guys and gals, does this look like someone we're familiar with?
Before it even goes out to the public, it goes to law enforcement through their crime alert system. Nelson said you may get a cop from an agency north of the cities who knows the suspect. Hyder added that as for investigations, it's often best to keep it quiet to the public until they have to. They don't want to alert the suspect and then lose them. And despite plenty of support and nearly 2 years of preparing, the Spring Creek 2 affordable housing project won't get off the ground this year. Three Rivers Community Action, a Rice County nonprofit developer, partnered with the Northfield HRA on the project to increase the number of affordable rental housing units at Spring Creek Townhomes. The HRA agreed to provide up to 4.5 acres of land and $20,000 to the project, and the City Council lent their support, approving a TIF district. The hitch was that Three Rivers was successful in obtaining tax credits through Minnesota Housing Finance Agency. MHFA received 36 multifamily unit applications with requests over $41 million in tax credits and $173 million in deferred loans. Three Rivers Community Development Director Leah Hall told the HRA last month that 13 projects were selected. Northfield's was not one of them. Hall is working on a backup plan she'll introduce this winter. Three Rivers also plans to reapply for those dollars again in June. News from around the state is next.